弟兄姊妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
复活节快乐。
Happy Easter.
我首先谢谢 Clement, 昨天才回到 LA, 今天就可以跟我一起来同工侍奉。
Thanks for giving me the opportunity again.
我不知道你在复活节的早上你的心情如何呢？
I'm not sure about your feeling this Easter Sunday morning.
你有这种兴奋的感觉吗？
Do you have this exciting excitement?
你心里面有没有喜乐呢？
Do you have joy in your heart?
有没有那个从基督耶稣里面来的平安在你的里面？
Do you have the peace that's coming from our Lord?
那我们今天读到的这个经文
Today, this morning, with the passage we read,
我们看到在主耶稣基督复活的那一天的日子
，we see the day that the Lord was resurrected.
耶稣的门徒们却并没有我们那样的喜乐。
Jesus' disciples did not have the same feeling that we have today.
事实上，假如你去看福音书里面，在福音书里面描写的很多时候是。耶稣的门徒的恐慌。
Actually, in the books of the disciples had fear.
他们的不安。
Their uneasiness.
在我们刚刚读到的经文里面，我们看到有两个人，他们往以马忤斯去。
In the passage we just read, that there are two people went to the city of Emmaus.
从经文这里，我们看到虽然他们与耶稣同行。
We register here that even though they were walking with Jesus,
在第十六节那里告诉我们说
，in verse 16 it says,
他们的眼睛迷糊
，they kept from recognizing him.
耶稣就在旁边，却不认识耶稣。
Jesus was next to them, but yet they did not recognize.
并且当耶稣跟他们谈话的时候
，and when Jesus was talking to them,
在第十七节这里
，in verse 17,
经文是说，他说他们就站住。脸上带着愁容
They stood still and their faces downcast.
而且呢，他们把耶稣当作一个陌生人
They see Jesus as a stranger.
他们反而问耶稣说：“你在耶路撒冷做客。”第十八节他说：“你在耶路撒冷做客，你不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？”
Yet in verse 18 it says, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that happened?"
换句话说，他们以为他们都知道。
In other words, he thought that they all knew about that.
可是，当我们经文读下去的时候，在二十五节这里，我们发现耶稣就对他们说
：“As we read along in verse 25, it says,
他说：无知的人呐、啊、
，He said, how foolish you are.
意思就是说你们不知道。
Yet that means that he did not know.
所以今天当我们来讲这个信息的时候，首先让我们看。我们是不是跟这两个人一样，因为我们不知道复活的意义
？So let us first ponder: Are we like the same as these two people that we didn't know the meaning of Easter？
所以呢，我们是这群无知的人。
Are we like this group of foolish people？
我们在经文这里，我们发现说，当耶稣问他说什么事呢？在第十九节
，In verse 19 it says, "What things？"
但是他们好像什么都知道。
Seems like they knew everything.
他说，十九节往下，他说，拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前，说话行事都有大能。
In verse 19 it says, about Jesus of Nazareth, he was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people.
然后呢，在二十节他说，祭司长和我们的官府。竟把他解去，定了死罪，定在十字架上。
And also in verse 20, the chief priests and our fathers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him.
但是为什么他们心里面感觉到忧愁、失望呢
？And why in their hearts are feeling sad and disappointed?
因为在二十一节他说，我们素来在英文里面。可能翻译成 "We had hoped"， 我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。
And then in verse 21, it translated to "We had a long, all had hope that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel."
但是呢，他说， 不但如此，而且这事成就已经三天了，在二十一节。
And also again, that what is more, it is the third day since all this took place.
所以当他们往以马忤斯走去的时候，虽然他们已经得知耶稣复活的消息。
And when they were on the way to Emmaus, even though they knew about the resurrection of Jesus,
但是这件事情对他们的生命完全没有任何的影响。
Yeah, but this thing that happened did not have any effect in their lives.
弟兄姊妹，为什么很多时候基督徒的生命会完全没有复活的能力？
Brothers and sisters, why did the resurrection of Jesus did not have any meaning to us?
其实这两个门徒他们所说的提供了答案。
Yet, what these two people said already given us the answer.
你看到他们说我们素来所盼望。
It says we had all along hoped that.
可是他们的盼望是一个错误的盼望。
But their hope was a wrong hope.
他们的盼望是什么呢？
What was their hope?
他们的盼望也许是盼望耶稣作为一个先知，而不是作为一个神成为他们的救赎。
Maybe they hoped that Jesus was a prophet, but not their savior.
他们的盼望是耶稣他只有能力，但并不是从神那里来的能力。
Maybe they hope this one has power, but not the power from the Lord.
他们的盼望是希望耶稣给他们带来世界的平安，而不是永恒的盼望。
Maybe their hope is to have him bring the peace on earth, but not the eternal peace.
所以当耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，他们这个错误的盼望就成为他们生命里面一个重大的打击。
So that when they see this, Jesus was crucified on the cross, his death have given them a big impact.
也因为这个错误的盼望，虽然他们掌握、他们拥有所有的事实
，even though they have had all the realities，
但是这些事实、这些发生的事情。对他们的人生，对他们属灵的生命，没有任何的意义。
But all these things, realities have happened, did not have any meanings in their lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实你思想一下，当我们今天早上来思想这个复活节的信息，复活的大能到底对你生命有什么样的意义
？So brothers and sisters, please ponder this morning, what did the resurrection have in your lives? What impact did it have in your lives?
我们常常对我们自己的属灵生命或者对我们的人生有许多错误的盼望。
We all many times have the wrong hope in our lives, in our livings.
我们常常以为说，耶稣可以带给我们世上的平安。
We always think that Jesus can bring our worldly peace to us.
我相信弟兄姊妹都知道这本书，在基督徒里面已经流行了很久，这本书叫做 Better Life Now， 翻成中文叫做活得更美好。
I know that maybe a lot of you I know about this Christian book called Better Life Now.
Do you know this book?
Not quite.
Okay. 那这本书大家都知道，就是你每个礼拜天的晚上，你假如到了十一点，或者你早上你不来教会的时候，给自己一个借口，坐在家里面看这个电视的敬拜的时候
，Maybe there's a book that you might use the night of Sunday, or if you don't want to come to church, you read about this book.
Not about this book, but the author of the book.
And the author of the book.
Yeah, 大家都知道就是 Joe Austin， 他有美国最大的这个 mega church 最大型的教会。
I'm sure a lot of you know about Joe Austin. He is the pastor of the Autos Church.
所以今天很多的基督徒好像都受到他的影响。
Maybe a lot of Christians were affected by him.
你有没有听过这句话？跟他的这本书的主题非常接近的。这本书的名字翻成中文，他说"活得更美好"。
Maybe you have heard this saying that to live better.
但是今天很多世俗的人他都说，你要活在当下。
Maybe a lot of our world people think you have to live now.
但实际上，基督徒，你最终的目的，你最终的盼望，不是在当下。
Yet the ultimate hope of Christians should not be just now.
所以，这个 Pastor Alex 最喜欢的他的老师，这个 John MacArthur，
Maybe Pastor Alex, the most favorable mentor, John MacArthur.
John MacArthur 就是说，基督徒不应该 better life now.
He said that not just a better life now.
不是活在当下。
Not just living now.
基督徒的 better life should be in the future.
Christians' better life should be in the future.
弟兄姊妹，你同意吗？
Do you all agree?
因为圣经里面也这样告诉我们说，我们的肉体一天一天的衰残。
Because in the Bible it says our bodies are withering every day.
我们的内心却是一天新似一天。
But our hearts are renewed every day.
所以很多时候，基督徒往往带有一个错误的盼望。
So Christians many times have the wrong hope.
这两个门徒他同样带有错误的盼望。
These two disciples also had the wrong hope.
因为在他的眼里耶稣只是先知。
Because in their eyes, Jesus was only a prophet.
耶稣只会给他们带来成功。
Jesus would only bring success to them.
大家都还记得当耶稣登山变相的时候。
I'm sure all you all remember the Sermon on the Mount.
Not Sermon on the Mount, the Transfiguration.
The Transfiguration on the mountain, yeah.
Yeah.当耶稣登山变相的时候
When during that time?
那我们有这段的经文就是在马太福音第十七章里面
We have this passage from Matthew chapter 17
想到耶稣带着彼得雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰到山上他变相了变了形象
Talk about that Jesus took Peter, James and John the brother of James and went to the mountain
并且在那个时候连摩西和以利亚都向他们显现向耶稣一同的说话
And even at that time the Moses and Elijah also appeared to them and talking to them
在马太福音第十七章的第四节有这节的经
Matthew chapter 17 verse 4 says
他说彼得对耶稣说主啊我们在这里真好
Peter said to Jesus Lord it is good for us to be here
你若愿意我就在这里搭三座棚一座为你一座为摩西一座为以利亚
If you wish, I will put up three shelters one for you, one for Moses and one for Elijah
其实你可以猜到彼得没有说的那句话
Actually, you can all guess Peter, the one that Peter did not say
这三座棚可能是为耶稣为摩西为以利亚
The three shelters, maybe it's for Jesus, Moses, and Elijah.
但你难道没有看到彼得在那种美好的情景底下，他那个错误的盼望吗？
Yet you did not see the under the good situation that Peter had this wrong hope.
基督徒往往会跌倒，就因为你有错误的盼望。
Disciples or Christians you often stumble because they have the wrong hope.
我们不能够有复活的大能，就因为你对你的属灵生命有一个错误的盼望。
We often do not have this resurrection power because we have this wrong hope in ourselves.
因为你有错误的盼望，尽管你有很多的事实摆在你的面前。
We have this wrong hope, no matter how many good things that are placed in front of you.
可是这些的事情对你完全没有意义。
But all these things have no meaning to you.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有想一想，你？在你的每天的生活里面你可以讲得出来的很多东西其实对你是没有意义的
Brothers and sisters, you can name things that happen in your daily lives that have no meaning to you
对一个快要接近五十岁的人来讲
For someone who is approaching 50
你比我大一点
you're younger than me
Instagram Twitter TikTok
Instagram what's the other one?
Twitter
and TikTok
这三件事情对我来讲只是一个 name 只是一个名字
These three things to me is only a name
对我没有任何的意义
To me is no meaning
所以你就知道我不属于年轻一代
So you can know that I don't belong to the younger generation
可是当小孩子他说哦，有人 follow me on Instagram
But someone younger says Oh, somebody follow me on Instagram
或者说 I follow somebody on Instagram
Or maybe I follow somebody on Instagram
对他来讲有一个特别的意义
To him it's a special meaning
可是对我们来讲这几个的名词不过堆积在那里对他毫无意义
For other people these are just names they're all gathered together have no meanings
所以今天早上弟兄姊妹首先让我们把自己放在这两个人的中间让我们看到 我们身上没有复活的大能，有两个的原因。第一，我们有错误的盼望。
So brothers and sisters, if I place ourselves among these two people, let us first think that in us there is no resurrecting power, had no meaning to us.
第一个是有错误的盼望。
We have the wrong hope that resurrecting power.
第二个就是我们的生命只是一个事件的堆积，
so,
但是没有任何的意义。
And second, our life is just a group of things in the world has no meaning.
所以当他们遇见耶稣的时候，他们不认识耶稣。
So when they saw Jesus, they did not recognize him.
当他们谈论耶稣受难复活的事情的时候，他们脸上带着愁容。
So when they talk about Jesus' sufferings, they are sad on their faces.
但是今天当我们来到复活节的主日，在这个早上，我们要谈的耶稣这个复活的大能，因着耶稣亲自在他们中间出现。
So this morning on this resurrecting Easter Sunday, we said that these two disciples see Jesus really were physically present among them.
耶稣在他们中间出现，给他们的生命带来了转变。
Jesus appeared to them, had brought them changes in their lives.
请大家一起看25节往下啊。
Please read verse 25.
25节往下，他说，耶稣对他们说，无知的人啊，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。
Jesus said to them, how foolish you are, and how slow to believe all the prophets have spoken.
基督这样受害，又进入到他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?
于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
这三节的经文告诉我们有两点。
These three verses tell about two things.
我们在第十五节那里，我们看到说，当这个两个门徒谈论的时候，耶稣亲自的就近他们。
And verse 15 says, as they talk and discuss these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等美妙的信息，是耶稣亲自的就近他们。
This is a wonderful thing because Jesus himself came up to them.
耶稣知道他们心里面的难过伤心。
Jesus knew about their sadnesses.
耶稣知道他们心里面的失望。
Jesus knew about their disappointment.
所以耶稣就近他们。
So Jesus came up to them.
然后耶稣在25节到27节里面，我们说有两个重要的方面。
And then from verses 25 to 27, we see there are two important points.
弟兄姊妹，你想一想说啊，我们首先讲，你想一想说，你年轻的时候，跟你岁数慢慢增加的时候，你的心情当然有很多的不同，对吗？
So when you think about your age, from young to old, you have changes in your feelings.
你年轻的时候充满了兴奋，兴奋感。
So when you are young, you're full of excitement.
我儿子他刚刚放春假的时候，他说他要去 Disneyland， 他买了 California 的那个什么套票，可以去三次啊。
My friend told me during the spring break, I'm going to visit Disneyland because I bought the pass, the 3-day pass.
My friend is my son.
My friend is my son.
Yeah. 那他呢？早上他就说，他的妈妈给他做了一个非常好的早餐。
And his mom made him a very good breakfast.
那么他说，我去了，十二点以前不要看到我回来。
He said, I will go, but don't expect me to be back past 12.
Midnight.
Well, past 12 midnight, of course.
Yeah.所以呢，他回到家一点钟。
So he came up around one a.m.
那你今天叫我去 Disneyland 呢？我可能到了中午十二点，我就坐在那里。
So you tell me go to Disneyland, maybe I'll be there at 12 p.m.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要问你，在你的属灵生命里面，成为你最大的拦阻的那件事情是什么？
Brothers and sisters, let me ask you, what is the biggest obstacle in your spiritual lives?
也许就是苦难，对吗？
Maybe is
suffering.
Oh, sufferings.
也许就是生命里面的困境。
Maybe it's difficulties.
啊，在过去的几年里面啊。
In the past few years.
弟兄姊妹，当你遭受苦难的时候。
When you're facing sufferings.
有的时候我自己为你祷告的时候，我都自己都流下眼泪。
When I was praying for you, I also shed tears.
所以我们可以完全的理解这两个门徒他们为什么忧愁，为什么失望。
So we can totally understand why these two disciples were very sad and disappointed.
但是答案在哪里呢？
But where is the answer?
是什么原因让他们跌倒？
What reasons caused their stumbling?
让他们跌倒的就是这位素来有大能的耶稣基督被定了死罪，被定在十字架上。
Yet the one that let him stumble was the one that had great power, but yet was crucified to die on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，当你遭遇一个困境的时候，你常常问这个问题：这件事情好像不应该在我身上发生。
Brother and sister, when you face a difficulty, you always ask yourself, this thing shouldn't have happened to me.
所以两个门徒，当他们原来素来盼望耶稣，他是什么？是救赎他们的，所以他们从来就没有想到过说耶稣会定了死罪。被钉在十字架上。
So these two disciples had all along hoped that he was the one that's going to redeem Israel. We never thought that he was going to die on the cross.
可是耶稣给他们有一个最好的答案，就是在二十五节和二十六节。
But Jesus gave a great answer, which is in verses 25 to 27.
二十五节是一个责备，他说：“先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。”
25 was an admonishment that he said, "How foolish you are!"
意思就是说什么
？What does that mean?
很多时候，我们寻找答案，只是从我们所看见的去寻找答案。
There's many times when we see the answer, we're looking just to seek answer from that what we see.
可是耶稣对这两个人说什么？你们的答案不是在你看到的东西里面。
But Jesus told them that the answer is not what you see.
你们的答案是在先知所说的一切话从神的启示的话语当中来。
Your answer should be from the one that the prophets have spoken.
然后到了二十六节，非常重要的，当我们来过这个复活节的时候，这节的经文是不能够忽略的。
So, verse 26 is something that we cannot ignore in for Easter.
他说：“基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗
？”It says, "Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?"
你读到这个里面最重要的是什么？
When you read about this, what is the most important thing?
他说基督的受害是应当的。
Is it the suffering of the Messiah, is it like this?
是应当的。
Was it supposed to be like this?
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这两个门徒的跌倒，就因为他们认为弥赛亚被挂在十字架上是不应该的。
Because of these two disciples,stumble is about the Messiah shouldn't have been nailed on the cross.
当耶稣被抓了，
when Jesus was captured,
当耶稣被挂在十字架上了，
when Jesus was crucified on the cross,
门徒都往四处散去了，
the disciples scattered all over.
为什么？
Why?
因为他们觉得他们所信的这位夫子先知，这位有大能的拿撒勒人耶稣被挂在十字架上是不应当的。
Because they all thought that the prophet, this great Messiah that they believed, shouldn't have been captured and crucified.
可是早期的教会迅速的复兴。
But in the early churches, it was booming very fast.
是因为他们知道原来耶稣被挂在十字架上是应该的，是应当的。
Because I all thought that it was supposed that the Lord was captured and crucified.
以前有信徒跟我讲，我讲这个的时候没有说有责备啊，有任何的意思啊。
When people told me about this, I didn't have any meaning of admonishing him.
但你有没有听过这样的信徒说？他说我一年来两次教会。
But I heard once a disciple told me I only come to the church twice a year.
Christmas 啊，圣诞节来一次。
Only during Christmas.
然后呢，复活节来一次。
And Easter，
他说这两个节日我一定要来的，好像不来也对不起神。
These two times I always come to church because if I don't, I feel sorry for the church.
但是弟兄姊妹，我要告诉你，没有受难节的复活节是没有意义的。
But brothers and sisters, the time without Easter Friday or Good Friday, the Easter has no meaning.
为什么受难节在英文里面说叫 Good Friday, which means Friday is good?
Because in the meaning of Good Friday means the Friday was good.
我们看到早期教会迅速的复兴，是因为他们领会了这个的真理。
We see that the early church was reviving very fast because they know about this principle.
你看到在《使徒行传》的第二章第二十三节开始。
So let's take a look at Acts chapter 2 verses 23.
彼得，这个原来否认主的彼得
，Peter that was ignoring and God，
后来借着他的讲道，可以让三千人、五千人悔改。
But later on, depending on his preaching, it helped 3,000 and 5,000 to repent.
可是他传的信息，我们看在《使徒行传》第二章的二十三节、二十四节。
We see in Acts chapter 2 verses 23 and 24.
他说他既按着神的定旨先见被交与人，你们就借着无法之人的手把他钉在十字架上杀了。
It says the man was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you with the help of wicked men put him to death by nailing him on the cross.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。
But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the anchoring of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him.
这个是早期教会，当他们在宣扬主耶稣基督复活信息里面一个非常重要的信息。
This is an important message in the early church that was proclaiming about Jesus' resurrection.
在我们看到的这一段讲到以马五十路上的这个故事以后，在路加福音的二十四章从四十六节，耶稣当他在门徒中间，他又讲这个信息。
So this happened during the way that they got the Emmaus in Luke chapter 24 verses 46. It says.
他说照经上所写的基督必受害第三日从死里复活。
This is what is written, the Messiah will suffer and rise from the dead on the third day.
这个也就是我们在礼拜五受难节的时候我们所领受的信息，就是 Pastor Alex 讲到哥林多后书第五章二十一节的信息。
This is also the message that was preached on Good Friday from Pastor Alex.On 2 Corinthians,
神，我们领受的这个最大的救恩，就是神使无罪的替有罪的被挂在十字架上。
The greatest message is that the one that has sinned has paid for the price that for the people that have sins.
所以弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们属灵生命里面的那个阻碍，让你跌倒的，往往就是你生命里面的那个苦难。
So, brothers and sisters, the one that was obstructing us or make us stumble is always our sufferings in ourselves.
可是当你现在知道说耶稣基督他是因着神的定旨先见被交与人。
But yet you see that Jesus was being handed over by his plan.
被挂在十字架上。
And to die on the cross.
所以当耶稣对这两个人说，他说基督这样受害，回到路加福音二十四章的二十六节，基督这样受害又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？
So going back to the passage verses 26,
弟兄姊妹，假如你不能够清楚的明白耶稣受苦的真正的意义，你也不能够明白耶稣复活的大能。
Brothers and sisters, if you don't really understand the meaning of Jesus' death, you don't also understand his resurrection.
今天很多基督徒生命里面的障碍，就是因为我们只想着复活，却没有想着与耶稣基督同死同钉十字架。
So the obstacles we face is always think about Jesus' resurrection, but we did not want to go through the sufferings that he had.
基督被钉十字架是神的钉子先见。
His death on the cross was a plan by the Lord.
我们与耶稣基督同死同埋葬，也是神给我们人生里面的计划。
We should be like Jesus to be to die and to be buried together.
所以过去几年里面，我相信弟兄姊妹，你或多或少都经历过这样的困难，那样的困难。
So brothers and sisters, I'm sure that in the past few years you have been through these kind of sufferings or that kind of suffering.
我可以说没有一件事情是神不知道的。
I can say that there's no one thing that God did not know.
没有一件事情不是神预先计划好的。
There's no one thing that God did not plan prior.
但是有一个非常重要的信息。
But it's a very important message.
就是当我们看到说在希伯来书里面啊，这节的经文没有跟 Clement 讲啊。
But there's one thing that in Book of Hebrew.
在希伯来书的第五章
Hebrews chapter 5
第十五节
Verse 15,
他说因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。
Hebrews chapter 5 verse 15 Hebrews chapter 5, there, verse 15.
Oh, 4. I'm sorry.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. So for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们来思想到主耶稣基督复活大能的时候，首先为着耶稣基督因着神的钉子先见被挂在十字架上，我们向他献上感谢。
We should give thanks for his plan that he was that was planned for him to die on the cross.
也因着耶稣对门徒说的，基督必须受害，第三日从死里。
And so according to what he told his disciples that I should go on the cross, but yet I will resurrect in 3 days.
耶稣也告诉这两个门徒，第二件事情可以清除他们心里面的这个障碍。
Jesus also told these two disciples about the obstacles in their lives.
我们看到在路加福音的第四章二十七节，第二十四章二十七节。
We see that in Luke chapter 24, verse 27.
他说：“于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。”
And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你读经里面的经验是怎么样。
Brothers and sisters, I don't know about your experience about reading the Bible.
但是毫无疑问，耶稣在这里告诉我们一个很清楚的读经的钥匙。
But no doubt this tells me a very important key when reading the Bible.
就是圣经里面所有的话语都是指向耶稣基督。
It's all the scriptures in the Bible was pointing to Jesus Christ.
我们在礼拜五读到以赛亚书的第五十三章。
On Friday, we read about Isaiah, chapter 23.
我们在礼拜五晚上同样也读到，在创世纪里面讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒。
We also talk about in the Genesis about Moses,
Abraham
sacrificing Isaiah.
Isaac. 当以撒就要被宰杀的时候
，When Isaac is supposed to be killed，
神叫亚伯拉罕住手。
God told Abraham to stop，
因为神已经预备了那个羊羔。
Because God had already prepared the lamb，
所以在那里，神的名字被称作什么
？So what was God's name referred to？
神的名字被称作耶和华以勒，意思就是说耶和华必预备。
It was referred to Jehovah Enoch, who was the one that prepared.
其实耶和华以勒他所预备的是谁呢？就是 我们的主耶稣基督。
Yet, what was the real thing that Jehovah did not prepare? That was Jesus Christ.
所以耶稣在跟两个门徒里面，他跟他们所讲的，告诉我们两个非常重要的真理。
So Jesus told about to these two disciples a very important principle.
一个真理就是耶稣必须受害，必须被挂在十字架上。
The first one is Jesus had to go through the cross.
第二个就是所有理解耶稣受害复活的真理都在神启示话语的中间。
The second is all the suffering that Jesus went through was all revealed in the Lord's words.
但是我们看到接下来耶稣与这两个门徒继续的往前走。
So Jesus was proceeding with these two disciples.
从28节一直到32节。
From verses 28 to 32,
当他们继续往前行的时候，日头已经平息了。
As they approach the village,
耶稣就跟他们一起住下。
They had stay there.
这里告诉我们，耶稣与他们同行，帮助他们去理解复活节义第三件重要的事情。
You see that Jesus was with them, helping them to understand the third point about his resurrection.
我们看经文这里，从三十节。
We read from verses 30.
他说，到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开，递给他们。
And he was at the table with them. He took bread, gave thanks, broke it.
到了三十一节。
Verse 31.
他说他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来，忽然耶稣不见了。
Then their eyes were open and they recognized him and he disappeared from their sight.
他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？
They asked each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road?
这第三件重要的事情，他们怎么可以认出耶稣来呢？
The third important thing, how did they recognize him?
31节他说，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。
31 says that their eyes opened and they recognized it was him.
你假如跟15节做比较，他说，正谈论他们相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们。16节他说，他们的眼睛迷糊，不认识他。
And then when you look back again at verse 15,they did not recognize Jesus.
为什么呢？
Why was that?
因为耶稣亲自的与他们同在。
Because Jesus was actually with them.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
很多时候复活对于我们来讲只是一件事情。
Many times the resurrection to us was only one thing.
复活从来没有成为你生命里面的一个经历。
The resurrection never was an experience of yours.
从来没有成为你生命里面的一个经历。
It was never an experience of yours.
我看到有一个故事，大家都知道，有一个非常出名的叫做 Johnny， 大家有没有听？知道这个人 ，Johnny， 他以前是一个运动员，后来他跳水，然后呢，从这里往下全部瘫痪了。
I read about a story about this diver Johnny.And one time he did a dive, but yet after that he was all paralyzed from the torso below.
他讲到他自己人生里面的一个经历，他说有一次敬拜神的时候。
You talk about one of his experiences. That one time when I worshipped the Lord.
敬拜到一个的程度，大家都要跪下来祷告。
To a point that we all have to kneel down to pray.
可是他不能。
But he couldn't.
可是他说我的心已经跪下来，我跪下来了。
But my heart says I have already knelt down.
重要的不是有这件事情，重要的是你生命里面有没有真正的经历它。
The important thing is it's not about the thing, but yet have you experienced him?
你看到复活节这两个门徒去以马忤斯的路上所经历的，是耶稣亲自的就近他们。
You see those things about these two disciples going to Emmaus.
耶稣亲自的与他们坐席，
Jesus was with them.
并且耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们。
And yet Jesus had took the bread, given thanks, and given to them.
以至于他们的眼睛明亮。
So that their eyes could be open.
一个没有真正经历耶稣基督的人是不能够有耶稣复活的大能在他的身上。
One did not experience a full experience. God did not have his resurrection in them.
两个门徒当然当他们遇见耶稣以前心里面充满了困扰。
So these two disciples before they experienced God, of course, was full of sadness.
可是现在他们的眼睛明亮了。
But their eyes were open.
他们心里面充满了兴奋。
And they were full of excitement.
我再说，是因为什么呢？
But what was that?
是因为他们知道了耶稣受苦的意义。
Because they know the true meaning of his suffering.
是因为他们知道整本的圣经都是指着救主耶稣基督。
Because they know the whole disciple was about Jesus Christ.
而他们也知道原来这位主离他们并不远，就在他们的身旁。
Because they all know that Jesus Christ was with them very close.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有领受这个复活节重要的信息。
Brothers, I don't know if you received this very important message about Easter.
但是更加重要的是什么
？But what's more important is
从三十三节往下， 一直到三十五节。
To verse 35.
当他们心里面明亮了，当他们眼睛明亮了，
When their eyes were opened,
他们就立时起身，三十三节，立时起身回耶路撒冷去。
Verse 33, they got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
正遇见十一个门使徒和他们的同人聚集在一处。
There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together.
而他们在彼此讲的是什么呢？
And what were they all talking about?
他说，主果然复活。
Saying that it is true, the Lord has truly risen.
已经现给西门看了。
And has appeared to Simon.
两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎样被他们认出来的都诉说了一遍。
And the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them who he broke the bread.
复活节更加重要的信息就是你不光拥有这个复活节的信息。
For Easter, the more important message, whether you have half Christmas or Easter,
你要传扬。
You need to spread.
这三节的经文很清楚地告诉我们当这两个人领受了这个信息，他们立时起身。
It says here that they got up and returned at once.
立时起身就回到耶路撒冷去。
They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem.
三十五节他说，两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼时候怎样被他认出来的事都诉说了一遍。
And the two who had happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread said at once.
一个人假如真正承受恩典，
One person will truly receive the salvation,
你一定有两件事情你必须做的。
There's always two things that you need to do.
一个就是你必须要感恩。
You need to be thankful.
第二个，你必须要向人传讲你承受的恩典。
You need to talk to other people about your own experience about the salvation.
而非常奇妙的是什么？当他们回到耶路撒冷的时候，原来那十一个门徒和他们的同人聚集在一起，他们所传讲的信息也是一样的。他说：“主果然复活了。”
And that's very wonderful that when he met the other 11, they were talking about the same thing. That yes, it is true that God has truly risen.
复活节的信息就是 He is risen. 主已经复活。
The message of the Easter is that He has risen.
就好像我们礼拜五最后唱的说什么，因他活着。
And the last song we sang on Friday was Because He Lives.
我们能够面对明天。
We can face tomorrow.
他们领受了这个信息，他们就去传扬。
They received the message and then they were to spread the news.
但是今天最后我要跟大家分享的就是，当他们去传扬的时候，他们才发现这个信息是何等的奇妙。
Last time I want to share with you is when they started to spread the gospel, they know how wonderful it is about the resurrection.
请大家看三十四节。
Please look at verse 34.
他说：“主果然复活。”
He says, "Yes, it is true. The Lord has risen."
他说：“接下来这一句，请大家特别看。”他说
：“So verse 35, please especially pay attention."
已经献给西门看了。
And also has appeared to Simon.
西门是谁
？Who is Simon?
西门就是那个三次否认主耶稣基督的西门。
Simon was the one that denied God three times. That Simon.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你有没有跟人有过这样的这个 relationship。
I don't know if you have other relationship with other people。
假如有一天我跟 Clement 有一个 fight。
One day I had a fight with Pastor Yang。
啊，然后呢，我会讲，我从此以后我再也不要见 Clement。
I would say that I would never want to see you, Pastor Yang。
哦，那我再也没有人帮我翻译了。
And nobody would. There's also Peter. What's his name? Patrick.
但弟兄姊妹，你要想一想说，假如我跟你有个 file， 这个是很正常的。我从此以后不想再见你，对不对
？But it's very normal that if you had a fight with somebody, you don't want to see that person again in your life.
假如西门彼得他知道他有多少对耶稣有多少的亏欠
，But we all know that how Simon Peter he knew that how much he had fallen short for the Christ.
他怎么可能盼望说？在主耶稣基督复活以后，最先显现的人中间，其中一个就是西门彼得。
How could he have thought of that? The first person, one of the first persons that Jesus appeared to was Simon Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我可以跟你说
，My sister, I can tell you，
你就是那个彼得。
You are the Simon.
我就是那个彼得。
You are the Peter.
我记得。24年前
I remember 24 years ago.
当我要来美国读神学院的时候
，When I came to U.S. to study for a
seminary.
那么弟兄姊妹知道我的得救的见证。我来读神学院以前，我都不是一个基督徒。You all know about my testimony that before I came to study seminary, I was not a Christian.
所以大家都坐在一起，大家为我践行啊。
So people were all bidding farewell to me.
所以呢，大家就说，你一个没有信主的人，你要到神学院去，就好像进入到地雷阵一样，多少的艰险。
So somebody who not a believer before going to seminary is like you're in the landmine.
给你喝酒践行吧。
Let's drink and bid you farewell.
所以在饭店里面，他们就宰了杀了一头蛇。
So at the restaurant they killed a snake.
在酒里面加入蛇的血。
They added the snake's blood into the wine.
还把那个蛇的胆放在酒里面，你喝下去给你壮胆。
And also put the gallbladder of the snake into this, says that yeah, drink this and be have courage.
可是你从来没有说进入到神学院以前有一个敬畏的心，要去寻求真理。
You never thought that before you go to the seminary, you have a seeking heart, you want to seek the truth.
可是我可以说，今天。主向我显现
But what I can say is God appeared to me.
这是何等大的恩典
How is such a great mercy?
我是谁呢？我是谁呢
Who am I?
弟兄姊妹，你是谁呢
Who are you, brothers and sisters?
主耶稣居然向彼得显现了
Yet the Lord appeared to Simon Peter.
这个彼得就是那个三次否认主的彼得
The Peter that denied God the Lord three times.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们今天从这段的信息里面，我们真正看到我们属灵生命里面的彷徨。
Hopefully, from this passage, we see the our need for Him.
我们的忧愁，我们为什么不认识耶稣
？Our sadness and why did not know Jesus?
耶稣亲自的就近这两个的门徒。
Jesus came close to these two disciples.
只有知道耶稣受苦的意义，才知道耶稣复活的意义。
Only that you know the suffering of the Christ, then you know the resurrection.
只有知道圣经的真理是指向耶稣基督，才知道耶稣作为救主真正的意义。
Only you know the truth of the Bible, that you know the true meaning of the salvation of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你也知道说，耶稣今天就在你我的中间。
Brothers and sisters, you all know that the Lord is among us.
他怎么样跟那两个人拿起饼来，祝谢了，掰开，递给他们
？How he shared the bread with these two disciples?
但愿今天我们同样的可以跟主耶稣基督有同样丰盛的宴席。
Hopefully, similarly, we have the same feast with our Lord Jesus.
但最重要的
，But yet most important,
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你我是不是承认我们就是彼得
？Do we all admit that we are the Peter?
我们曾经背逆他
We had fallen short. We all denied him.
可是他依然向我们显现。
But yet he still appeared to us.
你应不应该把这样的恩典向更多的人去传扬呢？
Do you need to share this blessing to other people?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's all bow our heads and pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你让我们在复活节的早上，主你亲自的向我们显现。
That on this Easter Resurrection Sunday, you appear to us.
因为你受苦是神的定旨先见。
Because of you have gone through suffering, there was already a plan by the Lord.
也知道说主耶稣基督，你为我们的缘故，现在给我们有活的盼望。
Because of your for you, that we know that we have the resurrecting hope.
主啊，我们承认我们的不足，我们的罪恶。
Lord, we admit our sins and shortcomings.
但你依然给我们有奇异的恩典。
But yet you still give us this amazing grace.
主啊，我们求你让我们成为一个传扬基督复活大能的人。
Lord, may we all become those that spread the gospel of your resurrection.
让更多的人得着好处。
So many others can seek your goodness.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.